I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As a new U.S. administration begins, many are watching China, too. President Donald Trump has threatened heavy tariffs on China, but he refrained from taking action on his first day in office. Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China says their partners in the registered church are concerned.
If our new president does what he says he would do, that's going to make life difficult for them politically. So that affects what we do just from a ministry standpoint, because we're from the West that is, you know, that relationship is declining.
Economic and ministry impacts aren't the only thing. In response to any perceived U.S. threats, China might enact stricter internal policies, policies that already put pressure on gospel outreach. Pray for God to work through U.S. and Chinese leaders entering a new and unpredictable dynamic, and pray the gospel will continue to spread in China. And vacation Bible schools happen all around the world. But did you know about virtual Sunday schools? Heart for Iran offers children in Iran, where Christian resources for kids are limited, this way to learn about faith in Christ. Jennifer from Heart for Iran explains, first, an episode of Superbook, a Bible-based kids show, airs on TV along with additional content.
We have academy videos, Bible background that are very helpful in understanding the history of the Bible story, and signpost videos that how this, for example, the Daniel story relates to Jesus and how it relates to our life today.
Sunday school ends with a social media live stream where kids worship God and join in activities together. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.